You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
To keep the country free, members of the armed forces make serious sacrifices. We can't repay them, but there are ways to alleviate their wounds. That's where the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, can come in. It inspires, encourages, and offers assistance to blinded veterans and their families. It also advocates for them in Washington, provides information and resources, and brings them together in educational, recreational, and social settings. If you're a visually impaired veteran or if you want to help, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all-you-can-eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. That's right. Blind and Beyond, the radio show. We are the radio show for the visually impaired and the blind community. But we hope the sighted folks are listening to the show. We love you listening to our show. And it's the old story. You know, well, before we were blind, I didn't know a blind person. It's now true. I'm blind, I know a lot of blind folks. So you listen to the show, you hear about us, and you'll know when you listen to us, we're a lot more than just about our eyes. We have a mind.
And
we
we're use goofy. It,
and we're fun. And yes. So
well, we wanted to do something goofy.
Okay. Well, just 1 second.
Yeah.
Seconds up.
All I can say this week, if you have anything to say, call up 407-894-1680.
Okay.
Now, what do you
want
to say?
You ready, guys? Michael, you weren't in the plans. Okay. Well, we thought of something funny because we're all eating chocolate. So put on your memory cap and see if you remember this commercial.
Nestle makes the very best chocolate.
I remember that. I remember that.
Were you singing? Okay, because my headphones, I couldn't hear you. All right, good.
Okay, so 407.
Blind and beyond. Looking at remember like, that word, beyond.
407-894-1680. We're going to right now.
Oh, Chris is waving.
What?
You know now, wait a minute now.
Chris Shaw's behind the scene. That's who's talking. Chris
it's a
Shaw.
Lot of stuff that I know and a lot of stuff I've seen and listened to, but that Nestle?
Yeah, Nestle.
You lost me with that one.
You had never heard that.
That's before your time.
That's Chris Shaw talking. Chris Shaw is the man behind the scenes. He's behind the glass.
He made hot chocolate.
He's the engineer.
It. Put it in your milk and stir it up.
With the bunny?
Yeah.
But I never heard the commercial.
Okay, listen, while you're thinking, we're going to a trivia. Okay, we're going right now to trivia.
Versus Carlos. Carlos is doing a trivia.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Hold the phones. Right, forgot. Carlos is going to do a trivia. This is not a music. Okay. Oh, Carlos, you're on.
So, since the theme, again, is Easter Sunday and the Ten Commandments, who was the actor or the role that said, "So let it be written, so let it be done"?
I would never have known that.
So let it be written, so let it be done. The actor's real name
or the actor in the movie? The actor.
Oh, I know that.
So you're asking for the actor for the voiceover who said, "Let it
in the movie,
so let it be written, so let it be done."
Okay, so you want the actual voice, and let me see if I can pull it up so we can get it too as well. And if I'm not mistaken, that was when he was signing on the tubes, right? The stones.
The stones.
Okay.
When Moses was requesting to let his people go.
He wants the actual person, go. Not the actor. The person.
The voiceover person
in history.
Yeah. Oh wow, you got me.
So can we go to?
No, Chris, you don't know that.
Chris done got stunk.
Can you get the other trivia ready? Oh, I like this.
Ready to
okay,
ride.
Here we go. Here's my trivia. Very easy.
Okay, we're going to do it. Why wait for his trivia?
Yeah.
We're waiting for his trivia?
Yeah, we'll do some music.
Okay, wait a minute. So now Lynn's going to do her trivia while we're waiting for Carlos's trivia.
Yeah.
We're going to do another trivia. Anyway.
What was that?
No, that's not part of it.
407-894.
Hello?
What happened? Mike's gone. Hello? Are we on?
Yeah, we on. Mike was giving me some feedback. That's all.
Okay, that's probably yours, Charles. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Okay, so while anybody's calling in, waiting for that one, I don't think anybody's going to get. So let's do yours.
Here he comes. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppin', Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Okay, 407-894-1680. All right, so now you got two trivias out there.
That's right.
One Carlos put out there, which I don't think anybody's going to get. This one that Lynn just put out is easy.
I knew that one right away.
Well, I ain't gonna say nobody gonna get it, but really. I'm just saying.
You know, because some people don't know that.
Well, you got to know your history.
Well, history. Well, a lot of people don't know history. They haven't been around in the 50s or 60s.
They're thinking.
Michael
has
been wrong 2 for 2.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Did you know? Stats. Proven
407-894-1680. Let's see if someone's going to mark me wrong here. 407-894-1680.
So
you got two trivias. Well, the second one that Lynn did is easy. I know that one right away.
Yeah, but they have to guess. It's from 1950, so
it's
pretty old.
Yeah, I know who it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you know who it is.
I know.
So would Charles do a couple cute little poems?
Should I give a hint? Should I give a hint who that was?
No.
He's famous.
No hint.
Charles, do your cute little poem there.
Okay, do your poem, Charles. I'll wait.
Well, they're both cute. Please?
Do your poem.
Yeah, those.
Do your poem.
He has two cute little ones.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Easter Bunny hugs and kisses. That cute little bunny has hopped all day, delivering baskets for the holiday. His paws are so tired, and his nose, how it itches. He left you something special to fulfill all your wishes. Lots of cute little Easter Bunny hugs and kisses.
That is cute. I like
that.
It's
very cute.
That is
very cute. Very cute.
Very apropos.
Okay.
And what about the other one?
Okay, here's the other one. Easter Bunny poop.
What is it? Wait, what'd you say?
Easter Bunny poop. Poop.
Actually, BBs. I had a rabbit for 11 years.
P-O-P. Poop.
Poop.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. Michael, this is for you.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny came last night and left this little scoop. Because you weren't too good this year, you're getting bunny poop.
That's funny. That is
cute. I love
it.
I love it.
That is cute.
All right.
That is
cute. You like that, Chris? Yeah. Isn't that cute?
That's cute. That's very cute. All right, anybody calling up for trivia?
Not yet. Not for mine.
I can't
Carlos's.
Believe not even Lynn's.
No.
407-894-1680.
Come on, right. Here comes Peter.
Okay.
Cotton
so the
trail.
Third one, did you get the thing yet on audio?
No, I'm still looking for it.
Oh, should I give you the hint?
I know what it is. I can tell you.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Can I tell
it? Our guest is calling in 2 minutes, so we better get some answers here. Because right, guest caller's calling.
Wasn't that Yul Brynner?
That was correct.
Oh, yeah, see, I got it. I won a prize.
Played by the very confident Yul Brynner.
Very
Yul
good.
Yul Brynner. I knew that.
Yes. Academy Award.
Yes.
Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner. Award. Mr. Ballhead. Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner got an Academy. Charles.
What was his
Heston
name on the
show?
What was his name?
Ramses.
Ramses
the Second. So what was the name of the show?
The Ten Commandments.
So he was
Cecil
Charlton
B.
Heston.
DeMille.
Who was Charlton Heston? Moses?
Yes.
And
but prior to Moses, what was his Egyptian name?
He was Pharaoh.
Pharaoh?
No.
Who? Oh, what's his name?
There you got me. You got me.
You got him. Okay.
You said prior to him becoming the Pharaoh, what was his?
Well, actually, he wasn't a Pharaoh. He was, again, the heir apparent was Ramses II, Yul Brynner. But Moses, well, actually, no, I believe his name was Moses because they found him in the river.
Right.
Yeah, that's what she named him.
That's correct.
I had a cousin named Moses.
And but he was
Did he let his people go too?
He was the doer.
Yeah, and he guided the people out. He didn't let them go.
Yeah,
he just guided the doer. Okay.
Imagine naming your kid Moses. Moses Apinovitz. Jewish kid named Moses.
Really?
Yeah.
Jewish really?
Kid. Yeah, Moses.
Say the last name again.
Sapinovitz.
That's a nice little song right there. Yeah. Moses Apinovitz.
Moses Apinovitz.
That's
nobody's answering Carlos's or mine.
Yeah.
How could
I
they
can't
not
believe they don't
know
yours.
My song.
I'm going to
Well, they don't know. They know the song, but they don't know who sang it.
Yeah, but the point is they might be too young. They don't know who it is singing.
We have a lot
I'll give
of people
you a hint.
Out there older.
One hint. He was a cowboy.
He played for the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
No, he was a cowboy.
Not quite.
Did you ever hear Roy Rogers?
Okay, so I'm real young then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It wasn't Roy Rogers, but anyway.
You'll be here someday, so don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you keep making fun of us, Chris.
All right, going to break.
Let's go to break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bye.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Orcam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? Orcam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call Orcam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit Orcam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's catered for the visually impaired and blind community. But we love, love you sighted folks listen to our show. We love you part of it. Then it goes back to the old story. Before, when I was sighted, wasn't blind, I didn't know a blind man or a blind woman. I didn't know anybody blind. Now, most of my friends are blind. So, hope you listen to the show. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope you keep on listening. And you can call in anytime you want. That's right. You can call in. If you know any of the answers, just call in. 407-894-1680.
All right, everybody. Sheila's waiting on the line.
Oh, Sheila's on the line? Sheila from Orlando, Florida is on the line. Let's hear from Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Happy Easter.
Sheila.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy
How
Easter
is
you.
Everyone?
Good. You?
Hello, Sheila.
Hey, Charles. Hey, Carlos. Hey, Dawn. Hey, Michael and Lynn.
Hello.
And, oh, of course.
Don't forget Chris.
She knows.
I just started to say, and of course, Chris, give me a minute.
Okay, okay.
You know, you fine, because, you know, we spoke already.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I know the trivia.
Which
I think
one?
It's Gene Autry.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. All right. That's right. Gene Autry.
Very good.
Gene Autry.
I've been holding off calling in because I was trying to let other people get it, but I was like, man, I think I know who that is.
If you know it, call in.
You just won a $10 gift card.
From where?
Any of the above works for me.
Any of the above? Well, how about that? What?
Let her choose.
Okay. How about 2J's? You like 2J's?
I love 2J's.
Okay. All you right. Just won a 2J's gift card. $10 gift card from 2J's.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Same to you.
Happy Easter to you as well.
Okay.
Great show.
Thank you.
And you know, 2J's, they got some great food. They do.
We like
some
yes, they do.
You know, we got some great advertising. We got 2J's, mm-hmm. which have great food. People in Umpa. All over Florida, they love 2J's.
What's my favorite at 2J's, Michael? I bet you don't know.
I know.
What?
Corned beef.
No.
Yeah, corned beef on rye. And what do I get as a side?
The potato pancake.
Yep. Yeah. Potato pancake and applesauce. Love it. Yeah. And matzo ball soup.
Now, ask me how I know.
How do you know?
I'm just good like that.
Yeah. He knows.
But you know what? They got all kinds of food otherwise. And you know what?
Chris is gifted.
If you ever go there, for people like myself, they got this sugar-free rug-a-lug.
It's very good, actually.
It's very good. If you never had it, try it. It's sugar-free. It's like a cookie. It's very good.
Charles is thinking, forget it. I'll eat the regular Rug-a-Lug with the sugar.
They still have it.
But
delicious.
No, it's delicious.
But well, it's right down the street from here.
Right around
next
the corner.
Door. Yeah. But they're all over Florida.
Yep.
And then they got also for barbecue food. You got all over Florida, too, especially in Orlando, say the least. And you got
Sonny's
Barbecue. You and I had those ribs. Remember, 14?
Oh, yeah. All you can eat.
Man, I had, I don't know, three or four times I asked them, keep on filling up the plate. Keep on
bring
filling
them,
up the plate.
Bring keep them on. Bring
them. All keep right, on Michael, them. Since our guest caller got lost, I guess, from calling in from Iowa, I don't know what's going on.
Well, if she
so
calls
why don't we
in,
talk
we'll
to Carlos?
Yes, well, Carlos.
We'll talk to Carlos.
Carlos.
Can I make a couple of announcements as
sure.
to what we're going to be doing in the
wait
local
a minute.
Area?
Do we need to rate those announcements?
He's going to talk
G-rated.
Yeah, G-rated.
Yes.
G-rated.
The first announcement I'd like to make is that we are bestowing upon a wounded warrior on Wednesday, Representative Bilicaris out in the Tarpon Springs area. We're going to be working with him, and we found, or better said, they found a very worthy. And I met this individual, a woman. She's a lieutenant colonel and lost her vision in the, I believe it was Desert Shield, which is the Iraq war. And as a result, I'm going to be working with her personally.
Oh, pardon me, and pardon, her. Not to interrupt, but do me a favor. When you go meet her, tell her to call the show. I'd love to hear from her.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to find her to be very engaging, she is like amazing as far as her life experiences.
What is her name?
So she's
Lieutenant Colonel, and it's befitting her last name, Kathy Champion.
Wow.
Is she totally blind?
I think she just has a little bit of peripheral vision, but for the most part, yes. Yeah, yes, sir. But I mean, still very active lifestyle. Lieutenant Colonel Champion, if you're listening to me, hello and happy Easter. Another event that we're going to be participating here locally again with our veterans is the Blind Veterans Association Florida Regional Group Convention that's being held in Orlando the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th of this month. Michael, Lynn, and y'all. Please come on by.
Where would that be?
It's at the Florida Hotel and Convention where the Florida Mall is right there.
Oh, okay.
On Sand Lake Road. And ORCAM's going to be there as well as some very fine other exhibitors that service the blind community.
Is that the NFB?
No, he said the Blinded Veterans.
It's the Blind Veterans Association.
Charles, you going?
They were in the Villages, right? Is it the same fellow, Dennis?
What?
No, it's a different. Terry King. He's out of South Florida.
Okay.
And then lastly, we're going to be in Jacksonville, I believe, in July and August, working with the vets up there. And just again for those veterans, I want to let you know that we are working very closely with the VA. and the VA is funding the ORCAM. I personally have done training at two locations in Tallahassee and Lake City. So those northern Florida boys and girls, please reach out to your VIST or your bros, and hopefully they can get you in line for a demo slash possible training. And soon we're going to have in the Central Florida area, Orlando, Daytona, Vieira. And I am also going to be training in the West Coast on the 20th of this month, Bay Pines, as well as the Tampa region. So little by little, we're starting to make some ground swell. And again, it's thanks to our vets also inquiring and requesting this technology. And we thank you for your service. And again, happy Easter.
All
happy
right, Easter. Thank you.
Thank you
we
so much.
We have another caller.
Okay, we have a call on the line?
We have our buddy Greg from Palm Harbor.
Who,
Florida.
Greg? Greg yeah. from Palm Harbor? Greg, are
Editor
you there?
Editor-in-chief
from
of Palm the White Harbor, Bay
Florida, Palm Harbor, Florida. Greg.
I'm here. Hey,
there you go.
Happy Easter,
happy
Greg.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah, I just wanted to briefly say happy Easter to all the listeners out there and to you guys and also Carlos.
Happy Easter, Greg.
Thanks. And I did want to mention, I actually just, I'm in the process of accepting a new job. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's certainly a great opportunity, and I just wanted to briefly say, you know, anyone out there looking for work, and like you guys always say, it's all about perseverance.
That's right.
Making connections, finding people who will believe in you.
That's
really the biggest tip I can give.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Hope you get it. Hope you get it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'll certainly talk more about it if I can on the air, you know, at some point.
All right.
But okay. Again, just keep, you know, keep trying, keep plugging along, and I know there's about 85% visually impaired individuals out there who are not working, which is just a crying shame. But
well, a lot of them don't want to work. Greg, a lot of them don't want to work.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Yeah,
they don't want to work because if they did, they'd be working. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, if they really wanted to work, they'd work.
I wanted to say thank you, Greg, on the air for writing that wonderful article slash story about Michael and myself and the Blind to Be On radio show that's in the ACB Braille Forum newsletter.
I want to say something before everybody gets mad at me what I just said. And because what I said is that if they really wanted to work, they would. And I'll tell you why I say it so you'll understand before you all get mad at me. Because my answer is, if you can't get a job, don't give up. If you can't get a job, don't give up. Just remember what I just said. That's the key. You don't give up. You focus. You go to plan A, then you have a question. What is your plan B? A lot of them don't even know what a plan B is. Lynn, you know what a plan B is since you met me. I always have a plan B.
That's my slogan on Facebook, too. Life is all about
plan B. Life is all about plan B. Reinvent yourself. If whatever
Greg is very talented,
right?
He's a wonderful editor, and he's so
you need
smart.
The key word in this whole conversation with Greg right now is persistence. Is that right? Persistence.
Absolutely, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, and like Lynn mentioned, reinventing yourself. You know, sometimes you're not going to be able to do exactly what you want to do when
correct.
It comes to a career or a
correct.
Job, or
right.
But to find something to pay the bills, to make ends meet, you know, sometimes you have to do different things and then kind of accept that fact that you do have to do other things that are not totally 100% what you love to do.
Right. Well, that's why I say if you really wanted to work, you would. That's why I say
turning
it.
Turning on a dime.
You have to be able to turn on a dime and think about it. You have
turn
to
turn on a dime.
I always say this way. Plan A is what you want, and I understand. But then you have to think about plan B. What is your plan B? What do you fall back on? If this doesn't work, what do you fall back on? And people say, I don't know anything else. I don't know anything. But that's wrong because everybody always has. And if they think long enough, they'll always come up with a plan B. Always. Always.
Right. Right. And just from what I've also learned based on my experience, there are people out there who will believe in you as a visually impaired individual. They'll give you a chance. It's just finding those people. Sometimes it can take years to do that, as
timing.
I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, again, it's persistence. It's making those connections, networking, following up. you know, all those things. So I just wanted to mention
that. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for coming on.
I can't wait to learn more about you, about your new
job. And that's Greg from Palm Harbor. That's
thank you, Greg.
And regards to your parents and Lily.
Yep.
Thanks.
Happy thanks, Greg, for calling in. Thank you.
Sheila forgot to ask Carlos something before. Should she call back to ask you a quick question?
What, Carlos?
Hey, Sheila. How are you, Angel?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
My question to you is, and I loved what Greg was saying, and Michael and I have had our conversations about the job situation. So, but on the 29th of April, as president of Friends of Library Access, I plan to be out at the Lake Nona Disability Awareness Day. And I didn't know if you guys were aware of that from OrgCam, but I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. I'd like to see if, obviously, the trick is how to be at two places in one, or one person being at two locations.
Right.
But I know I'm going to have some support, so maybe I can lend you some support. And then my friend Patty Mena can handle the fort while I'm with you.
Well, I know Patty's going to be at the state convention in June in Jacksonville.
Correct. That's correct. I'll be with her.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that on the 29th of April, we're going to be out at Lake Nona for the Talking Book Library, which we want to educate everyone about the services for Talking Book Library, and didn't know if you knew that that was going on. So
appreciate
thank
that.
You. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. What?
I would like to talk a little bit about, I know Easter's over for the day, but looking forward to next year, that I found some interesting articles, what was going around the country today. And the Winston-Salem Journal, do you have, I wanted Chris to get the audio ready. The police department held an Easter egg hunt for the blind and visually impaired. Also, there was a free egg hunt today in Bonita Springs for the blind and visually impaired children. And as soon as Chris gets off the phone, I want him to play a little audio clip of how they hold an Easter egg hunt for the children. Can you get that for me, Chris?
You know what? You know, this is very interesting.
It's just fascinating.
No, but before you go there, remember we said today, you and I were having breakfast when we said, Lynn said she can't remember, and it's amazing how many blind kids, remember you said something about...
I watched this video and I think, is it because you lost your vision and now I'm more cognizant of the fact that there's a lot of blind children, or is it just that there's
so
more
many
blind
today.
Children now than
Lynn thought there's more blind kids today being born than ever before. And she said, it's amazing with all the technology and everything else that there's still so many blind kids being born blind.
I know. Chris, when you finish typing that, could you please play the audio of the children? The little audio clip from the Winston-Salem Police Department with the Easter egg hunt.
Can you find it?
With the beeping, the eggs. Here we go.
Today is our 7th annual beeping Easter egg hunt for the blind and visual.
Oops, he'll get it.
That was it.
No.
Really impaired. The eggs are, we buy Pop Rock eggs because that's the size that works best. They beep. So you can hear them beep when we turn a switch on. So that's why the visually impaired are able to find these eggs.
I hear the kids.
It's great. It's something that they can do, that they hear their friends at school
Daddy.
Talk about. It's a great networking. Parents get to see other parents that aren't even in the county. It's good for the sighted children to also be around the visually impaired children. It's just it's a really good experience.
What's your favorite part of the beeping egg hunt?
Turn around.
Finding eggs.
Finding eggs?
Yeah.
Did you find a lot today?
Yeah.
Good job.
I found a lot of eggs today, too.
With a blindfold?
Thank you, Chris.
Well, that's something.
Wow. Well, we're just running from one thing to the other here, but I thought that was really
that was
nice.
Something.
And
that
so if
something.
You have children or grandchildren or friends that have a visually impaired child, then remember that for next Easter that most of the communities are doing this now with the beeping eggs.
Okay.
Right now we have a caller from St. Petersburg, Florida, and she knows where to get a cane in her area. So... Who was it? Was it wasn't Tony? Who was it that was looking for
Tony?
The cane? It was Tony.
Yeah,
Tony. If you're listening, listen up. Hi, Janice. Welcome.
Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. He can get a cane. It's called magnifying aids.
Okay.
And that's on 4760 East Bay Drive, Suite E, Clearwater, Florida.
You got it? Say it again.
That's magnifying
okay,
AIDS,
it's
America.
Magnifying AIDS, 4760 East Bay Drive, Suite E, Clearwater, Florida.
Well, thank you,
well, thank
Janice.
You so much, Janice.
Do you listen to the show every
You're
week?
You're welcome.
Janice, do you listen to the show every week?
I try to.
Good.
Well, thank
well,
you so much.
We're happy you do that. And please spread the word about the show. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Okay,
take
we're
care.
Now
okay.
going to go to a trivia. This Lynn picked
this?
Up. This is very unusual. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what it is.
Trivia time. This is going to be a hard one. Listen to this one. Very nice trivia. This is Lynn picked this up.
There's a miracle in this room.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Guess the singer.
Do I qualify? Because I know this.
I had a feeling you were going to know this person.
And it's there's a breakthrough in this room. It's got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. Let's go. I declare that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house. There's a miracle in this room.
You to cut that off, Michael.
He'd probably like
he's
me to play the whole
he's
song.
Playing the drums
okay,
back
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So, who was singing that song? Charles, did you know it?
I thought he did. I thought you did, Charles. You went, I saw you nodding like you might have known. Well, actually, it's on the clock.
He knows it
it's
now,
written there.
It.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't have
Oh, you weren't even looking
Chris,
at the
did
clock.
You know it? Chris Shaw, did you know it?
Yeah, yeah. I sure know who that is. Yeah. That young lady just came out on the scene about a couple of years ago, and she just been hitting a number after a number after a number. So.
Wow.
You think Brother Tio knows it?
Brother Tio, call it.
Yeah, Brother Tio knows it. Yeah, I know. If anybody know it, Brother Tio definitely knows it.
I don't think Brother Tio is out.
But it's Easter Sunday, so he's probably busy today.
I think he's someplace else.
Yeah.
No,
Brother Tio tuned in. He listened. Brother Tio, give us a call. I don't think, Brother Tio, give us a call. Brother Tio tuned in. He walking down the street with it on his head.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I play some more of it.
Folks,
good.
We'll play a little more of that song.
Yeah.
Nice gospel song.
Oh, got callers already.
407-894-1680. Sighted folks out there, you can call in.
We're taking a breath.
Yes. I'm listening. I'm here.
Silence.
Oh, I got to tell you something. This is very funny. Gary, my buddy Gary, we were with his brother and his nephew, and we're going somewhere.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was very cute. And his nephew says to Gary and myself,
Garrett.
He says,
Garrett.
His
yeah.
name is Gary. His name is Gary. Oh, by the way,
Garrett.
we didn't give a
shout out.
Shout out.
I thought he was driving.
To yeah, but anyway, if they're
well,
listening,
hi Garrett. Happy Garrett, Easter if you're listening.
Garrett and his brother Gary.
And Gary.
Yeah, Garrett.
Oh,
and Garrett.
Brother Taylor.
Yeah. So, make a long story short. He's 8 years old, the boy, Garrett. And he says, well, I saw something first time. I said, what'd you see? He said, I saw a blind man. What? Yeah, I saw a blind man leading a blind man.
The blind leading the blind.
The blind
Wait,
leading
what?
The blind. He said, the blind leading the blind.
Michael and Gary.
I was
we
leading
were together
Gary.
The other day when he says, came here to do the commercial.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's so, a little Garrett. So, observe that. Yeah.
Gary, my buddy Gary is totally blind, but I have a tiny bit of vision. So I was leading Gary. So his
cute
nephew says, I never saw a blind. He says, the blind leading the blind.
All right, let's take Brother Theo.
Brother Theo.
Is it Theo or
God
Theo?
Bless
what are
you,
we
Ms.
doing?
Mr. Lynn and Mr. Michael.
Hi.
I don't know what the bass in his voice. I don't know his name, but he cool. He good, too.
Hey, how you doing?
I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Resurrection Day.
Yes, it is. That's Charles.
They say Easter, but it's Resurrection Day. Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes, he did. Don't you
and
get
I
the preaching off in
what
here.
What he have done. If it wasn't for him raising from the dead, I know I'd be in hell tossing and turning.
Do you know who was singing that song?
Happy Easter, by
the
way.
Yes, Tasha Cobbs.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. I love y'all and God bless y'all.
God bless you too.
Wait, Brother T.O.? Brother T.O.
He always gives his prizes away.
Listen.
Let him talk to Chris.
Would you please do me a favor? Would you please give? I need to speak to you off the air. Would you about something very important? Would you please give Chris your phone? I'm going to call you right after the show's over and talk to you. I got to talk to you something personal. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Please give your phone number to
just hold
Chris.
Up because he's on the phone.
He have it already.
He has it already? Great. Okay. I'll call you right after the show. I want to talk to you. Thank you.
All right.
You're very welcome.
Oh, listen. So if you want the prize, I got a Dunkin' Donuts.
Or?
I have a, in your area in Orlando, I have
Sonny's
Barbecue or a 2J's down the street. What would you like? Which one you
I
want?
I would like to get at the Brother Chris Shaw.
All right.
Well, he's going to get
it. Is
anyway.
It okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
$10 gift card.
All right.
Okay,
all
but
right.
I'll talk to you after
You're
the
sweetie.
Show. Thank you.
Okay,
Mike.
Take care.
Take
care.
Hand, everybody.
Take all right. care.
God bless you. Y'all drive
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I've got a next caller. Speaking of, Mr. Gary.
Who's
Gary
that?
Sinclair.
Oh, Gary Sinclair.
Happy Easter, Gary.
Happy Easter, Gary.
Same to you all, too, Charles and Carlos and Lynn and Michael. And I want to say that Gary wanted to tell me, he wanted me to tell you thank you for taking him on a tour of the radio station. He enjoyed it very much.
Okay. I loved his little cars. I want to go buy those cute little cars.
He really amazed me.
He is so cute.
And he was really impressed with watching the commercial be done. He said, man, I never had a chance to have something like that before.
And Gary.
Pretty cool.
Gary, they got that garlic bread.
They got the garlic bread.
I got that garlic toast now.
Garlic toast, right. Garlic toast.
Garlic toast, I tell you, that Sonny's is really good, though. I went to, when Gary and Garrett, I took them over there. Oh, my God. The big ducks. Yeah. You got their bellies full.
Good.
For sure.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Gary.
Well, I want to say happy Easter to everybody, and
thank
I'll
you.
Catch you all later.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Happy Easter,
bye-bye.
Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brother T.O. got that to a pat. He got it down.
He is. Yeah, he's smart. He knows those.
Yep.
All the audios.
Can I play that mother and daughter thing?
If you want to.
Okay. Does he know who it is? No, I mean, does he have it on the audio?
It's not a mother and daughter.
I want to talk about it.
I have the song.
Yeah, but does he know about it, Chris?
He has it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
We're going to play something right now.
I can say the name so he knows what to pull up. I just won't say who's in it.
Okay.
Okay. Chris, we're talking about the Easter Parade song.
Easter Parade
it's
song.
It's actually a video with the song. You know,
we're not doing a trivia, folks.
No.
We're not doing a trivia. This is not a trivia.
It's just more about
the reason
Easter.
Why I'm saying this is about Easter and...
Do you want me to show you
this is about
one?
A famous mother and a famous daughter.
No.
Uh-uh.
What?
No,
it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a mother and the daughter's not singing, but the daughter's
exactly.
famous.
Yeah.
Easter bunny, looking kind of funny.
So the question is, who's singing this song? I'm not doing trivia. I'm going to tell you it is who it is. But she's famous, and the daughter is, I'm going to say, about equally as famous. She became very famous, too. The mother passed away. The daughter's still around. And both of them, big singers and movie stars. Did you find it? We can't wait all day. Show's almost over.
No, but we got Eugene from Clearwater, Florida, who wants to chime in. Eugene, how you doing?
Hey, Eugene.
I'm doing
how you
great.
Doing,
how
Eugene?
Y'all doing, Mike, Lynn, and...
everybody.
Good, Eugene. That's Eugene from Clearwater, Florida. Yeah, Eugene.
Yeah, I just heard my buddy on the phone a while ago with you, Greg Lindbergh.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, on the 8th of April, he played in a concert with the group that he's playing with, and they played four songs, and he was the lead vocalist and the acoustic guitar.
Wow, he didn't tell us. No.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, that boy, he's growing, he's getting good. And we had a picnic yesterday for our council. We had 46 members there, and we had him again play his guitar and sing, and he did an outstanding job.
Did he do Poor Little Fool?
No, he did Wild Thing. He did Have You Ever Seen the Sun, Rain Come Down? I Won't Back Down, and... I can't think of it. He did a couple other songs.
I love what he does, Poor Little Fool.
Yeah, but he's getting good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a nice Easter, what's left of it.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Eugene from Clearwater. Thanks for calling in. What, Lynn?
Oh, no, he found it.
He found it? All right, let's hear it. Let's hear the...
You look quite so pretty before.
No, it's a little bit after that.
Well, you can hear the voice. I hear it.
Yeah. Saw you dress. Right after that, she goes, in your Easter bonnet. That's okay.
This lovely Easter morning, and my heart beat fast as I came through the door.
There we go.
For in your Easter bonnet.
But then they can't hear singing.
Upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow.
That's Judy Garland. Judy Garland.
Why are you telling?
Because it's not trivia.
That's right.
Judy Garland is not trivia. Judy Garland.
And she's singing to Fred.
And her daughter. Think about it. Who's her daughter? Famous daughter. Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli's her daughter. Okay, so that's the famous and mother and daughter. Now, I got a question for you. I'm going to do a trivia. That's mother and daughter. They're famous. Are there any other big, famous mothers and daughters? Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli. Are there any other famous daughters? Because I can think of father and daughter. Any other daughters? That's a good trivia. 407-894-16.
You said mothers and daughters?
Charles, what is it?
Yeah, mother and daughter.
Charles had something else.
Yeah, because you have Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli. That's mother and daughter.
I see.
Now, I have a father and a daughter that's big, but the question is there any other famous big daughters?
Michael.
And mothers and daughters.
Charles has something really interesting to read about the roots of Easter in the United States.
Okay. Well so why? He's going to read it.
We have about and that's 12 a minutes left
Got
to the show.
407-894-1680. Can you think of any other big, famous mother and daughter performers that are big, like Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli? I can think of a father and daughter, but think of mother and daughter besides those two. 407-994-1680. That's a trivia. Meanwhile, okay, we're listening, Charles.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Easter roots in the U.S. Today, with all its joyous customs, Easter is indeed a major popular festival across the United States. A festival that has become more of a secular in spirit, though it has religious background. However, this was not the case all along the history of the United States. Easter did not enjoy the status of a popular festival among the early settlers in America, because most of them were Puritans or members of Protestant churches who had little use for the ceremonies of any religious festivals. Even the Puritans in Massachusetts tried their best to play down the celebration of Easter as far as possible. While various rites are said to be associated with the celebration of Easter, most of them have come as part of the ancient spring rites in the Northern Hemisphere. Not until the period of the Civil War did the message and meaning of Easter begin to be expressed as it had been in Europe. It was the initiative of the Presbyterians, the scars of death and destruction, which led people back to the Easter season. They found the story of resurrection as a great source of inspiration and renewed hope. Since then, of course, its joyous customs delight children and adults alike. The history of Easter.
Wow.
I would like to take a minute and ask Chris, what did you do today, Chris? Anything interesting with your daughter for Easter?
I've been up since 6, 5 something this morning because we had sunrise service. And we did everything last week.
No kidding.
We're going to break.
Okay.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond radio show. OrCam glasses. Remember that name, OrCam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, OrCam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and four full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Carlos, you still there?
Right here with you.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today. You and OrCam.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was a pleasure telling us about OrCam.
Thank you again. Absolutely. So for the listener, again, you can see us at www.orcam.com or call toll-free 1-800-713-3741 for your free demonstration.
And don't forget to say you heard on Blind and Beyond. And by the way, you can go to our website and get all the information he just said. And when you call up, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond.
Absolutely. Well, this was a fun show, don't you think, Charles and Dawn? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
By the way, our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And don't forget that Facebook page, I'm telling you.
Facebook, don't forget Lynn's Facebook page. Yeah.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show, like that page.
Charles and Dawn,
lots of information
Brooks.
There.
Yes.
Pleasure, thank you for coming in. Thank you so much.
Fun.
Thank you, Christopher.
And also,
we enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
Carlos.
Yes.
Chris Shaw.
See you tomorrow, Chris.
See you tomorrow. Thank you for coming in. Happy Easter.
Take care, big guy. Nice
all
seeing
right,
you.
Carlos.
Thank
good
you so much.
Week. Chris.
Yes, to each and every last one of you guys, have a great David. Easter. Be fantastic. David. And appreciate David. All of you. Thank y'all so much for all you do.
And next
be
week,
blessed, brother.
We got David here.
Yep.
David Hildebrand coming in. And we're going to have a lot of music next week.
And
he'll bring in his guitar. We're going to have a lot of music going on here and a lot of fun. And for those who didn't call in, or what can I say? But you can listen to the podcast. If you missed the show, you can always go to any of the podcasts. We've been on for over a year now. You can go to any of the podcasts. Just go back and see any of them. Anyway, see you next week. God bless you all. Stay well.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Bring in every girl and boy. Baskets full of Easter joy. Things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way. try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way. You wake up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity, hoppity, happy Easter day. Hippity, hoppity, happy Easter day.